With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Farmers, for the most part, breathed easier after the Trump administration moved to officially roll back protections for waterways and wetlands across the country. It's a push that makes good on a pledge to loosen water rules long opposed by some developers, farmers, and oil and gas mining executives. Farmers worried they would suddenly be under federal scrutiny for ditches near their fields that had run water only during the heaviest of downpours. Not everyone is happy. That includes environmental groups like Earth Justice, where Jennifer Collins says the proposal ignores the basic science of hydrology.
All water is connected. So whether it's a small stream that only runs part of the year or a wetland that isn't directly connected to a larger body of water, they feed into the larger bodies of water that are the drinking water sources for millions of people across the country.
And Collins says the original rule was meant to protect millions of acres of seasonal wildlife habitat and to keep the water supply free of pesticides and industrial runoff.
This proposal is a prime example of the administration putting polluter profits over people. Really, it's just benefiting polluting industry like oil and gas and other developers.
States do have the option of requiring stricter standards within their borders. You have 2 months, though, to comment on the proposed changes at regulations.gov. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.